Greetings, caring viewers. Today is the United Nations International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. This two-part program began by raising awareness on various issues of addictive drug abuse, an extremely costly and deadly global epidemic. Today, we'll discuss ways for a victim's recovery and prevention.
The problem is self-centeredness in the addiction, and recovery is involved in caring about other people and about honesty. And the simple way to say it is, drug addiction makes people liars. If you have to keep something a secret from people who care about you, you're doing something wrong. And why does that work that way? That works that way because we fool ourselves. We convince ourselves that doing things that are wrong are really right, that we can get away with it, that it's okay. I think the most important thing is honesty. Being able to tell the people who care about you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Vaak hebben ze geen netwerk niet meer, hebben ze lang niet gewerkt, hebben ze geen woonstand, weten ze niet waar ze wonen en hoe dat je dan om moet gaan met schulden. Dus daar moet wel wat hulp geboden worden om hen terug een stabiel leven te doen leiden.
Fortunately, today, treatment programs and organizations are more available than ever to help meet their needs.
Because 其实戒毒之后啊，然后他们其实是很高兴的。
Some people can just stop on their own. It's very interesting. Once they've had enough, I call it surrender. Once they surrender, they give up. They say, I can't do that anymore. I've got to stop using to reclaim my life. But other people, many, need treatment to help. Others will find a recovery through a religious experience, through participating in a program like the Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous. There are many paths to recovery, but the key step is not to use. As long as they're using, they're not on a path to recovery.
No use is a single important key to a successful recovery. Families, teachers, and doctors all must be firm in this regard.
There's a kind of an attitude that is dangerous that looks about a drug addict or an alcoholic and says we want to care about that person by reaching out to him and protecting him even when he's still using. You make the problem worse by your effort to care. And so you need to have a very clear standard, no, it's not acceptable.
There is also another point that is often misunderstood when it comes to overcoming an addiction.
Every addict has stopped many times. It's not stopping that's hard, it's staying stopped that's hard. And what happens is when a person stops, the problems that came from the addiction go away, and the person has the illusion that they're in control and they don't need any more help, and they think, well, I can do it just a little. And one of the phrases from Alcoholics Anonymous is, one drink is too many and 1,000 is not enough. That first drink leads to the 1,000, and that's why not using at all is such an important part of that.
In addition to absolute abstinence and honesty, support from loved ones and a wholesome lifestyle are other aspects of a successful rehabilitation.
It would be very hard to think about any other behavior that is as destructive to your health, including your mental and spiritual health, as drug addiction. It has a corrosive effect not just on your body, but on your soul, on your spirit, on your values, on your character. And so when you eat healthy, when you exercise in a healthy way, when you're concerned about your relationships with other people, who you care about, and caring about them, all of those are preventive. All of those help to change.
戒毒到现在毕业，整个人生从黑白变彩色。现在的目标是什么？帮助别人。啊，真正帮助别人才会快乐啊。
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television as our program continues in observance of the United Nations International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Welcome back to today's presentation on Supreme Master Television.Effective addictive drug abstinence treatment programs focus on healthy, responsible living and may emphasize a spiritual component as well.
La religión y cualquier tipo de creencia espiritual, de fe que tengan, es un factor de protección de consumo de drogas. Tenemos grupos donde hacen ejercicios de meditación, y la meditación es sobre sí mismo, sobre lo que les pasa, pero es el poder controlar...el estrés, la ansiedad.
Among those who found the strength to free themselves from addiction through spiritual guidance, one of our association members from the United States wrote this letter about her experience.
When I was a teenager, I rebelled against society by abusing illicit drugs, which also gave me some temporary feeling of a higher experience.When I heard about Supreme Master Ching Hai, the Kuan Yin method and the precepts, I knew in my heart that giving up the temporary enlightenment of drugs would allow me to have the true experience of the truth. Master has said that addictive drug users are often sincere truth seekers who are looking for God but have fallen into the wrong path. I wish to offer viewers my story.As proof that the void left in our hearts by addictive drug use can be filled and overfilled with the love of God. You may even forget your past worldly identity when you realize your saintly nature. With Supreme Master Ching Hai's love and the Kuan Yin method, only good things are possible. Master, thank you from the depth of my heart for giving me not only a chance at life, but for saving me and showing me the truth that I was looking for. In grateful tears, Beth.From the USA.
The following is an excerpt from Supreme Master Ching Hai's 1993 lecture in Austria about addictive drug abuse.
Die Leute, die Drug nehmen, wie sie, weil sie sehr einsam sind oder sie beeinflusst bei andere Leute neben ihnen, ja.Oder sie suchen nach göttliches Genuss und finden gar nicht. Und glauben sie, dass diese Drogenwerte ihnen etwas Vergnügen geben. Ja? Aber sie irren sich. Ja? Das bringt nur Schade und Verwirrung. Ja? Wenn wir mit dem Licht und Ton Innere in Kontakt zu nehmen, das gibt uns viel mehr Genussen und Das macht man andauernd Glück, viel mehr als Drogen, ja.
The global illegal drug trade is comparable to the international tourist trade, about $400 billion per year. Courageous government efforts continue to stop addictive drug production, trafficking, and use.Progresses include more international cooperation for helping farmers switch to alternative crops, promising inventions such as breath tests that easily detect the presence of addictive drugs, and renewed commitment by governments and communities alike towards treatment and prevention. But the best solution is to be aware and never try drugs in the first place. Therefore,Parents play a vital role in addictive drug use prevention.
Not enough parents make it clear that they expect the children to obey the law, including laws about drugs and alcohol. They sort of let the kids try to figure it out for themselves, and that's very dangerous. So that's one thing, to lay down a clear message, to the children. The other thing is parents need to be very much aware of the kid's vulnerability. The parent has a responsibility to keep track of that teenager. What is the teenager doing? Who are those friends? What about drugs and alcohol in that situation? The families need to say, no use is acceptable. And if they have somebody who's using, they have to do whatever it takes to get that person to stop, including ultimately, depending on the age of the person, having them leave the family. And you need to say, no, if you're going to be here, you can't use it all. And be very strict about that.
In a 1999 lecture in South Africa, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again emphasized the absolute importance of avoiding addictive drugs.
It shrinks your brain, it clogs your nerves, it makes you feel hallucinated, it makes you go crazy when you don't have it and become addicted to it, it breaks your family, love, relationship, it drives your girlfriend, boyfriend away, it makes you become a criminal sometimes. We have enough confusion with work, with war, with disaster, with relationship already. Do not create more confusion for yourselves and damage your only vehicle to reach God. This is the body, the temple. Keep it well in order, healthy, because you must use it, okay? Drug is no.
Recognizing shared efforts worldwide to stop the suffering inflicted by addictive drugs, Dr. Robert DuPont spoke of Supreme Master Ching Hai's dedicated efforts.
I'm very pleased with these efforts to reduce drug abuse, and I honor the contributions that she has made, and I'm delighted to add my voice of support and encouragement and appreciation.
As our program comes to a close, some of our guests send messages to all viewers on this International Day Against Drug Abuse.
Als ex-gebruiker wil ik tegen de jongeren zeggen, blijf als je kunt van de drugs af.
Als je echt een probleem hebt, dan kan je het niet meer oplossen. Je kunt mensen helpen, of verschillende manieren zoeken.
I'd like to have people more aware of the threat to our global community posed by the drugs and get people more involved in efforts to stop the trafficking, stop the use, values that say this is not acceptable kind of behavior. And that we all have to be involved in it.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her urgent message to the world that addictive drugs are indeed one of the top killers, and for her forthrightness about this devastating but preventable disease. We also thank the dedicated professionals for sharing your expertise and concern in hopes that all shall heed the call to a drug-free path. To our interviewees, who are former substance abusers, our deep appreciation for your generosity and honesty in discussing your personal pains, struggles, and triumphs. You had learned the hard lessons so that others may avoid the suffering that you had gone through. May you be blessed abundantly with love, joy, and bright futures. Discerning viewers, thank you for joining us on today's program. Please now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom after noteworthy news. May all lead lives to the fullest potential in heaven's grace. For more information, please visit Dr. Robert DuPont's Institute for Behavior and Health at www.ibhinc.org.
Benefits of Addictive Drug Abstinence and Treatment. In the U.S., treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, reduce crime, and rebuild families, along with 69% of those treated being drug-free 1 year after treatment, 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. A California, USA study found that for every $1 invested in drug treatment, $7 was saved through reduced crime, health and welfare costs, and increased income stability. 60% of cocaine and heroin in the U.S. is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA, identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts, showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the U.S. has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime as well as improving the health and social function of participants. Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of and expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.